Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
What kind of company is this? I'm sorry.
Yes, we are a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. Now, if you can provide me with some information, I will be more than happy to assist you. What is your zip code?
97322.
One moment.
I just noticed two charges on my bank statement from some place, and then this phone number is listed, and it's like,
What's your name, ma'am?
Sonia Hint.
Ms. Hill, what's your, verify your address for me.
3813 Lynn, L-I-N-N, Avenue Southeast, Albany, 97322 in Oregon.
Would Mountain Brook be an option? Mountain View Drive?
Yes.
What did you say at first? What was the address you gave me?
Is it 3800?
Yes, Mountain View? Yes. Okay. Let me see what we have here. Ma'am?
I'm sorry. I'm still here.
Okay. All right. So this initiated back in April. April 17th. You agreed to pay $7.95 for shipping and handling to receive a dash cam, which was shipped on April 18th, okay? So fast forward, on May 23rd, after your trial period had ended from the dash cam when you initially ordered it, because apparently you was on a 7-day trial. And if you didn't let them know, they was going to automatically enroll you into the discount store, which they did for the $67.32. That was declined on April 23rd. They attempted to do it again on the 24th. It was declined. On the 25th, it was declined. Hold on. So going into May 3rd, attempted again for a lesser price. It was declined. It was declined the 3rd May, and then June 17th, that meal plan, which also was part of that, was for $39. Now, nothing's gone through, so you're not going to be doing a refund on anything. Because it all...
Well, there's two charges on my bank statement. That's where I'm getting this information from.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not familiar with what they should be, too. So that's just why I was curious, is all.
So what I'm saying to you, nothing has been charged. We got declined on all of them.
I have a charge on May 3rd. Of $7.95, and then another charge on May 6th of $56.95.
And I don't see either one of those where I am. Now, what I can do, if you're not interested in the memberships anymore, I can cancel those. Yours going to drop off on your statement. I have declines here. I have nothing that have been approved. If you keep the membership, they're going to attempt to do it again like they did here on the account, which they did all the way from April till June, but they declined, so nothing was taken out your account. You might see where it's, I don't know whether it's pending status or status that's saying something's coming out, but it haven't made it to us yet. So if I cancel it, it's just going to go away. If I cancel it, it's going to go away on your bank statement.
Okay, let's do that, please.
One moment.
Marvelous. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was that?
I apologize. Go ahead.
So when you initiated on $7.95, that was the free gift they gave you for joining the membership if you did. So that cancellation number for that reoccurring charge transaction is. C as in Charlie, if you're ready to write it down.
Yeah, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 2598203 84. All right, let me make sure that is canceled. Yep, at 322 AM. I make notation of it. Customer calls in. Does not want membership. See something here. I could have. You're outside of the trial period of that membership, ma'am. I can, if you decide to keep that membership, I can offer you 35% off of the price to stay with it.
I don't even have a dash cam. We didn't make these. We didn't even make this off. We authorized this purchase. Excuse me. So just go ahead and cancel everything, please.
Okay. You say you don't have a dash cam?
Uh-uh.
It was shipped out.
We haven't received anything at all.
Let me see something with a tracking number from the United States Postal Service.
That would be cool beans.
Yeah, I have the tracking number.
3800, and it's Mountain View Drive is where.
Hold on a minute. I'm sorry.
So the address it went to is 3800 Mountain View, and it was at number 99.
I'm. Let me see, ma'am. I'm pulling that information up now.
Okay, sorry.
Hold on a moment. So it's going to tell me here in just a minute, where was it shipped to? So on this tracking information from the United States Postal Service, it said it was delivered on April 22nd at 11:31 p.m. And all it gives me here is Albany, Oregon. Let's see if it has an address. Delivered in or at the mailbox, Albany. Eleven 31 on the 22nd, but it doesn't have an address here.
Okay. Do you have the tracking number by chance?
Sure. Let's go back here. Let's see.
399-829. Okay.
So that's the tracking number. You can check with the Postal Service. It did say here delivered in or at mailbox April 22nd. But the only thing, and I can't recollect whether it should have given me an address or not. I don't know. I can't remember from sometimes. I don't check them all the time. But it
okay.
does just have April 22nd at 11:31 delivered in or at the mailbox. That was the status.
Okay.
And it said, no, it's a notation here on the tracking number saying your item was delivered in or at the mailbox. Now, you can track this yourself. You can pull up and see what I'm saying now because I gave you the tracking
sure.
number. Okay. And so you have that. You can check with your postal service to see what happened with that. Now, let's back to this. And let me see if there's an option for me to check the number. Oh, sure.
I just did a reshipment back on it too. You were posting. So I did a reshipment on that. Order successfully resent to fulfillment. So you should receive it if you if you haven't now. I did a post a reshipment. Now, back to where we were. Let's see here. One moment, let's see. I'm waiting on it to load up.
It's okay.
Alrighty. So, nothing was due to refund because the only thing we're charged was $7.95. I did a post on that. I need to cancel. There was also a smart meal plan in part of that bundle they gave you. That they're gonna charge you each month for as well. They attempted to do $39.99, but they didn't get it because it was declined. I'm canceling that now.
Yep.
Let's see here. So that's canceled. That was in June, back in May. Okay. One moment. Let's see here. Did I give you a cancellation number, ma'am?
You did initially for the $7.95, yes.
Okay, that takes care. And I'm checking to make sure all items was canceled. So you won't pick up a reoccurring charge here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So... waiting on it to load up. Okay. Make sure everything has a cancellation. And it does. So, alright, so no refund because they were declined. The cancellation number is in, so you shouldn't receive any additional reoccurring charges. I did resend out the dash cam. What I'm unsure of is if the system's still gonna read it as you have an active account. I resent it first before I cancel. So it should generate a post on it, a post ship. So you should get it, because sometimes they still want you to keep the gift as a complimentary, even though the accounts are canceled.
Okay.
But don't hold me to that if it just stopped everything once I canceled it, okay?
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on it.
I did do the post ship before I canceled, and then you paid the $7.95, which was paid for, because I got an approval on it, and back in April, that's where the initial charge of the $7.95, which was approved, for you to receive it. So it should come out to you, because
okay.
The other charges was later, 7 days later, neither here nor there. You did pay $7.95 for the complimentary gift. However, according to the tracking, you didn't receive it, so of course I can't reship out. So you should still get it, even though the memberships are canceled, okay?
Okay.
Anything else I may help you with, ma'am?
Your name is Brenda, is that correct?
Bernadette, that's correct.
Bernadette, I'm sorry,
yes.
Okay. All right, you have a great night, Bernadette. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.